Chetan, looking ahead to Australia against the West Indies, we're into the sort of heavyweight clashes now of the final group games. Interesting dynamics surrounding this game. A lot of people have been perhaps writing Australia off, and conversely, a lot of people expecting the West Indies to go well.
Well, yes, Australia were certainly not very good in coming into the through to the tournament. They lost to Pakistan in the subcontinent. But I think they have allayed all those fears against Ireland. They gave a superb all-round performance against Ireland. People expected a lot more from Ireland, but early blows from Shane Watson, players like Shane Watson just rise up to the occasion. There was a lot of talk in the media about how Australia were really wary of the Irish threat. And players like Shane Watson just really rise to the occasion, and they needed someone like Shane Watson to just come to the fore, take the charge, assume command, and show them the way. And, you know, it was really heartening to see George Bailey, a new captain in this format, and he's not had too much experience at the international level. And he just throws the ball on to Shane Watson, and on the very first ball, he takes a wicket. And then again, when the O'Brien brothers were going great guns, he comes in, breaks the partnership, takes two wickets in one over. And a total which could have gone on to 140, it stayed down to 120. So I'm not saying 140 would have put pressure on Australia given the way they batted, but stranger things have happened on cricket. In cricket, we don't really know. That's all conjecture. But the basic point is that Australia had players who can always rise to the occasion, and that's what they're bowling did, that's what they're batting did, and that's what they did as a whole. You know, as a whole unit on the field that day. About the West Indies, yes, they are the favourites. You know, if you consider the talk around this tournament, they are the favourites, one of the better favourites. I mean, every group has two teams which can go on to win this World Cup. But I think West Indies are the one that people are looking most at. I mean, if you start counting the names, you have at least seven players who have played who are 2020 freelancers in the proper sense of the word, and they've played in seven or eight different nations. They've played leagues and they've played county cricket or T20 action in seven or eight different nations, and including the West Indies, of course. And and at least six out of these seven players are going to be in the first West Indies 11. I mean, players like Chris Gayle, Kieran Pollard, and Sunil Narayan. These are all match winners in their own right. We haven't even talked about Marlon Samuels or what Andre Russell can do. I mean, Andre Russell might not even get a chance for all we are hearing. But you know, he's a tremendous player lower down the order. You have Dwayne Bravo, Dwayne Smith. They can just change the game around in a flash. So West Indies and Australia, it's really a mouth-watering clash. And perhaps, you know, when the minnows are all gone, and we have teams like South Africa and Sri Lanka and Australia and West Indies starting to clash now, you can just say, you know, the last 2 weeks of this tournament, the first week was not very good with all the minnows being smacked all over the place. But the last 2 weeks, with such tasty clashes, it could just be a very, very exciting tournament.